eternal priesthood now ruling the temple the way God running the temple the way God wanted it to be run. So they would come out into the desert with their families to prepare for that time, to prepare themselves to be godly, to prepare themselves to know the text, and to prepare for the moment when the Messiah would come. And if you read any of the Dead Sea Scrolls, that's, to me at least, quite clear that that's what they were thinking. It appears they came as families. It was not just isolated individuals. For a long time, the theory was there were only men. Then they excavated part of the cemetery, and they found out of the graves that they excavated, a significant number of the deceased people in the cemetery were women, and a child as well. So it appears that the people came as families, though I think from the scrolls it's really clear that the women probably did not participate in the study center. I think that would make sense to you simply because the priesthood of the temple in Jerusalem was a male priesthood in the Old Testament and going into the New Testament. So that would make sense according to this understanding of who they were. But they came out in the desert in order to study the Bible, in order to prepare to be godly priests as well as godly people. It appears they stayed for a time until they had become trained in the priesthood, until they had become trained in the text of Scripture of how to read it and interpret it and understand it and apply it. And then it appears that they returned to wherever they came from. Josephus makes a comment, I believe, that the Essenes lived all over the land of Israel. So they weren't just a little group that lived down here. They lived pretty much all over. And they resisted the temple authorities, believing them to be corrupt and pagan and having sold out to the Roman or to the Herodian mindset and having given up on the Word of God. So this is a people that are into reformation and reclaiming the biblical tradition. Now, please note, they were not perfect. There are things in their writing you would say contradict your understanding of the Scripture. I agree with that. But for the most part, I think tonight I'd like to see have you see the godly side of these people who really were deeply devoted to God. And so they came here. Now, I haven't time to talk about this tonight, and this is not my main point, but I wanted you to see there's some intriguing similarities to early Christianity. For example, their stress about preparing in the desert the way of the Lord, very much like John the Baptist. That's an intriguing similarity. They saw this preparation as taking place in the desert. They practiced a ritual baptism. Now, be careful. They didn't call it baptism, but when you hear about it, you're going to say, you know, there are some similarities, both to John's baptizing and even in some ways to what we might practice in baptism in our congregations today, although there are some significant differences as well. They sold all their possessions and gave to each as he had a need, very similar to the Acts 2 story of the early church. They were passionate about the temple. There's a story of one Essene who got so worked up because the priesthood in the temple was corrupted and the priesthood in the temple had taken away part of the area where the non-Jews worshipped, the Gentile part of the temple, that he drove a whole flock of sheep right into the middle of the temple worship and disrupted the whole thing. Imagine on a Sunday in a worship auditorium like this, and all of a sudden the pastor, somebody opens the door and here are 2,500 sheep wandering through the camp. Now, maybe in this congregation, that wouldn't surprise you. I don't know Pastor Jeff that well. He might do something like that to make a point, but imagine how disruptive that would be. And then the Essene justified what he did by shouting, "My Father's house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations, and you've turned it into a marketplace." Very similar to what Jesus would do not so much later, if the dating of that is indeed accurate. So there's some similarity of their passion, their fire to keep faithfully God's house. They had a sacred meal. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, God willing, when we get there. That has some intriguing similarities to some of the things Jesus did at the Last Supper, although, of course, Jesus himself was the Lamb. They stressed the Spirit of God, which would come in fire, and they believed that that event would happen on Pentecost, which was one of their major celebrations. And that, too, seems to be remarkably similar. One of the things that I'm intrigued by is how often Christianity, especially early on, seems to intersect. If it's true that there were no women in these places, and there was a study center in Jerusalem as well. They found the Essene Gate not so long ago, within the last 6 years, I think, so they know about where it was, that women who ordinarily were the water carriers.